Hey, everybody, I'm Tim Miller, and I'm here with my favorite trio. It is Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark, and Will Sommer, author of the False Flag newsletter. Will did a guest slot in our Morning Shots newsletter, which you all have to sign up for, thebulwark.com, a couple days ago now, where he talked about this interesting story where our FBI director, Kash Patel, took the FBI plane to see his girlfriend, Alexis Wilkins, sing the national anthem at a wrestling match. The wrestling match was in State College, Pennsylvania. So it's not WWE or WCW or UWF. This was RAF, Real American Freestyle. So a little more on that in a minute. But she had the great honor of singing the national anthem to that wrestling match. And the FBI director had to go watch it in person. So he flew there on his FBI jet. Will wrote about this for Morning Shots. A couple days later, a butterfly flaps his wings and a 27-year veteran of the FBI has been fired. So it's pretty bleak situation all around. But Will, why don't you kind of expand on my little summary there?
Yeah, sure. So the background here is that Kash Patel has this arch nemesis named Kyle Serafin, a former FBI agent who's always kind of needling Kash and using his inside knowledge of the FBI to say, Kash screwed up again. And in this case, he pulled up the flight records. Well, at first, Alexis Wilkins posted a picture of her and Kash at the wrestling match. Kyle Serafin pulls up the flight records and shows, okay, so the plane takes off from the DC area, goes to State College, Pennsylvania, then goes to Nashville, where Alexis Wilkins lives. So basically, the FBI plane is being used to, you know, basically make a weekend of it for Kash and his girlfriend. And from there, you know, we wrote about it. A couple other outlets picked it up. And then it seems like Kash got pretty mad about it because plane's details are pulled from flightaware.com. The government requested that they not track it anymore. And then ultimately, Bloomberg reports that this 27-year veteran of the FBI, Stephen Palmer, who's purview included the planes, he's been fired over this.
So the Stephen Palmer here, I guess that the idea is he was the head of the Critical Incident Response Group, which includes the FBI pilots. This is the third person that is the head of this group to be fired or removed in Patel's short term. I just think that, like, as silly as the wrestling part of the story is, like, it's pretty crazy, like, the amount of folks that are just getting pushed out of the Bureau right now. Like, you would think that the Law and Order Administration would, like, want to have good people around. It seems like, no, we're cycling through folks.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a critical role. I mean, this is the guy who handles big deal incidents, and yet they're kind of kicking him to the curb.
But why are they kicking him to the curb? He didn't do anything.
I mean, I guess theoretically, Kash's argument is that, you know, why did you allow this plane information to be publicly available? I mean, we really don't know, besides the Bloomberg reporting, that Kash was furious about it. But again, it's not his fault that Kash took the plane. The thing I would say is Kash is legally required to fly in the plane. Both the attorney general and the FBI director are required when they travel by plane to take a government plane because of the communications and the security issues. On one hand, you might say, well, maybe then Kash shouldn't be taking sort of 36-hour jaunts around the country just for personal reasons. But, you know, in the past, before he was FBI director, Kash Patel was very critical of Chris Wray and saying, you know, this guy's just going off on these jaunts. He's misusing the plane. And now I think it's clear that Kash sees that this is bad. And that's why he has had this reaction.
I'm going to take a little bit of a different take on this. Good for Kash for seeing his girl. Like, that's totally cool. I'm happy that he's doing it. I want the guy to feel in love. He should be able to have a nice romantic weekend. And if he needs to, you know, jet set, he's obligated to take this plane. Good for him. Happy for Kash. I think there's some problems here. One is that he's doing it in the midst of a government shutdown, which maybe not optically is the best thing. And, you know, for a college wrestling
professional, Real American Freestyle. It is former college wrestlers. They're starting a new professional league with Eric Bischoff. Okay. You might remember him from WCW.
I do not. I do not.
Hogan started.
Fine.
It.
Okay, look, here's how I would have done it. I would have gone to the event. I don't think I would have gone to Nashville. I feel like that was excessive. I feel like you could defend going to the event.
Did I say that, actually? Because that's true. The
Will
plane
said,
went
Will
from to State College, and then to drop her off.
And then to Nashville. That seemed a little excessive.
And you spend the night as well, I should say. So it's okay. Not like it was a quick jaunt.
Okay, so maybe I'm backtracking a little bit here. Hold on a second. So I'm glad that he is in love and that he feels the need to see his girl. And good for him. it is probably problematic to do three leg trips when you're the FBI director and spending a weekend during a government shutdown doing that, especially after you criticized your predecessor for using the jet the same way. And I think you're making it worse by firing this guy, because the 27-year-old veteran did nothing wrong and he didn't deserve this. And I feel like, Cash, you should own that you stepped in.
Well, he supervises the FBI's aviation unit. So maybe he should have been a little bit more demure and in protecting the FBI's aviation units from the public.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So Cash is mad at him because he didn't say, Cash, you shouldn't do this.
No, maybe Cash is mad at him for not, like, I don't know, helping him keep it secret.
Oh, that for sure is what happened.
I guess I got a dissent with you, Sam.
Okay.
For starters, State College is a 3.5-hour drive from Washington. During government shutdown, if you're desperate to see your girlfriend sing the national anthem for 1:48 at the Real American Freestyle Wrestling match, then you could have somebody drive. Yeah, I don't think this would have been a story. Like, you could have been in the back seat at a black SUV.
But what's the security detail on that trip? That costs money too. We probably
plane level money. Then again, on the other thing, now Alexis, is a singer of some note, I guess. I'm pulling it up here. You can see it in the background. You know, her YouTube page she's getting 84,000 views on the latest video, rather. Most popular, 101,000 views, Old Fashioned Christmas. So he should have some other opportunities to hear her sing, I would think. I don't know that this minor league wrestling national anthem moment was like critical, that we would need government staffing to take him
Nothing's
there.
Critical. I mean, nothing's critical but love.
Yeah, nothing's, and he could have sent love, her an that's Uber. That's what he's doing. He's going to send her an Uber after she sang the national anthem, and she could have come to D.C.
An Uber?
Yeah. Yeah, they could have done an Uber black car. Uber
from State College
to D.C. Yeah, you could do that. Absolutely. That would have been like, I don't know, probably $500. That would have saved us a lot of money.
$500. No way.
$800? And going to Nashville was feels like a mistake. Also, I should just mention another interesting subplot of this, and I want to be very careful in how I say this. Kyle Serafins has also brought up that Alexis Williams might be a Mossad agent.
No. Yeah, and she's suing him for that right now.
There's no care in bringing that up.
I'm bringing it up by saying that he has made that accusation and she has sued him over it. And I'm just saying that because she is really hot and that's confusing.
Yeah, she's 19 years younger than Cash. You know, the other thing I would note here is I do think some of this may be related to Kyle Serafin. I wrote about him in False Flag. Cash has been driven mad by this guy. There are former FBI agents who are now suing, and they've said in court documents, Cash was urging me to file a lawsuit against Kyle Serafin and that he would set me up with lawyers. Basically, he really wants to get back at Kyle Serafin for constantly needling him. And I'm sure the fact that the Serafin really picked up on this and ran with it and publicized it has made Cash even madder.
This is the real problem, right? Is that we have an FBI director who, like, is just entrenched in the pettiest bullshit possible. Like, he's the FBI director. You don't need to fire people because of this jet shit, and you don't need to worry about Kyle Serafin. Like, do your job. Just do it.
I mean, maybe he gave a challenge coin out to the person that identified a fall man for this. And so, like, maybe I think that might be something that's happened internally. Yeah, I'm just a little bit concerned about the state. It just feels like our priorities are a bit off. We're dropping people left and right. China experts leaving, critical response team members leaving. We're reassigning FBI agents to do perimeter support for deportations. It doesn't feel like our eyes on the ball.
You know, the other thing I would note here is last week in the wake of the jet story coming out, that was when Cash Patel came out and made this announcement about this Michigan terror plot. Then reportedly law enforcement were saying this story was undercooked. We weren't ready for indictments. Cash kind of tried to grab some limelight before this was ready. And now look, at the time, I didn't think it was related.
Kyle Serafin said, you go and announce the indictments to take the heat off of you for your jet story.
Well, he said that,
Kyle Serafin's on a heater right now. That guy is like living it, and he just wants to be in Cash's head. They're watching this guy.
So it makes you wonder. I mean, maybe Cash was looking for kind of a different storyline. And the other thing is that Alexis Wilkins is, she was recently on One America News talking about how there might be terrorism sleeper cells and stuff.
There are sleeper cells here that are planning these horrible attacks, these ISIS-style attacks, like we saw thwarted in Michigan this morning.
So are we getting our news from the FBI director's girlfriend about terror threats? It's a very strange situation.
That is concerning. I mean, just generally speaking, kind of looking back, like I don't remember Chris Ray's wife, you know, going on like Wayne's World style media programs to like talk about the threats that they're hearing about in the bedroom. Like that does feel to be a little bit inappropriate. Like that's kind of non-traditional, I think. I don't know. Sam, you've been reporting in D.C. longer than me. Do you remember any spouses going on far right or far left, for that matter, media outlets to discuss sensitive information about our national security?
No. I was trying to think. Did Hillary do this in the 90s? But I don't think so. I appreciate the transparency from the administration. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, one other thing I guess I should just mention. I was doing a little research. The Real American Freestyle. Do you know who's airing that program?
Fox Nation, the streaming platform for Fox News.
Fox Nation, exclusive partnership with Fox Nation. So
there's
a nice little circle here where we have the country music singer that wants to be a right-wing influencer that is also dating the FBI director who is really, who's really punching up, let's say, in that relationship. And it is kind of a nice little circular feedback loop of grift there. You know, you get the taxpayer-funded plane, you get to sing at this wrestling match, you air it on Fox Nation, you sleep with the FBI director, you get little tidbits you get to say on One American News. And Alexis is working it, I will say.
And she's linked up with Turning Point USA. I mean, she gave the opening speech before the J.D. Vance thing last week. So she's really embedded in that whole world.
Are you monitoring her closely enough, Will?
I mean, I'm monitoring her amount.
There is something crazy about it, though, right? Like Turning Points is, you know, they have this whole Tucker thing going on and Nick Fuentes stuff, and they're warning about all these Israel influences, and yet you have this alleged Mossad agent doing the opening. There's a lot of like cross currents going on at TPSA right now.
Sam, alleged?
Alleged.
Are we saying alleged? I'm just saying it's out there. I don't know if I even went as far as alleged.
That is why it's alleged. Yes, yeah. Correct. It's out there. It is alleged.
Okay. Anything else, Will? Any other little side stories here? You know, side characters?
You know, one thing I would say about Alexis Wilkins' speech at the Turning Point event was it was all about how like professors hated her so much in college because she was conservative. And I looked it up and she went to like a Christian school. There was one point where they were like, we just want for extra credit or something, can you go to a lecture about liberalism and Christianity? And she was like, absolutely not. And that was sort of her origins as a, I guess, troublesome college student. And so, you know, it's a classic conservative influencer background. She got the country singing. You know, I think she'll go far.
Yeah. She went to Belmont. Shout out Belmont in Nashville. Belmont's kind of an interesting story. It's not like Liberty. You know, I think that Belmont is one of these classic stories over the last decade of like a kind of pretty straight edge Christian university that has like had MAGA creep, you know, year by year, increasingly MAGA creep. So maybe it's possible that she had a couple lib teachers at Belmont. I'm on Alexis' side of this one. You never know. And I do think it's a little strange for you to like, I don't really even remember most of my teachers from college. Like the idea that like one of them was mean to me and that radicalized
me. She had multiple feuds ongoing with professors.
And like that is central to my identity as an adult. I think that's part of strange, but you know, some of us are built different. Okay. Sam,
but she's not that far removed from college. So maybe it's easier for her to.
That's a good point.
Remember that stuff.
Young woman. Okay.
Where will the jet go next?
It's always nice to hang out with you guys on a Sunday afternoon.
We'll never know because they stopped the tracker. It's annoying.
They've stopped the tracker. That feels illegal. We're paying for the plane. Shouldn't we know where it's going?
Well, there is one way you could find out, and this is how it all started, is she posted a photo of Cash. Like, that's 101. Like, if he's mad about the disclosure of his travel, he should turn and look at his girlfriend who posted it on Instagram. He's just there looking happy.
I don't think he can fire the girlfriend. He's on his third leader of the special response unit. And I'm not sure that there are three Alexises.
Why not fuse it? Let her become the, let her take the job.
Right. That's Sam Stein and Will Summer.